For a lot of sophisticates in the U.S., the accordion is just about the most cornball instrument there is. It's all the fault of Lawrence Welk and his relentless polkas. Fortunately, the rest of the world doesn't look down on accordions. A particularly robust relative of the accordion, the bandoneon, is at the heart of one of the world's grand music traditions, the tango of Argentina. By far the easiest way to acquaint yourself with tango these days is to hear an album by the seasoned composer and performer Astor Piazzolla. His latest release is La Camorra, The Solitude of Passionate Provocation. La Camorra is a concept album, but don't be frightened off. The seven numbers are all instrumentals and the story is easy to grasp. Roughly speaking, the rise of tango in Argentina paralleled the development of blues and jazz in the United States. Tangos are steeped in underclass hardship and heavy love conflicts. But with its hordes of song poets and virtuoso players and expert dancers, tango includes a whole culture, and the song lyrics use more than 6,000 slang words strictly for tango. At center stage in every story is the brash, half-outlaw tango man. In most tangos, his melancholy is torrential. Tragedy hovers near him. But the ensemble work and the arrangements are so worldly and frankly impassioned, the tango lets you be utterly sentimental and sloppy without feeling like an idiot. In Piazzolla's La Camorra, the proud, aging loner protagonist forges his way through a tale of memory, loss, and macho glory. Camorra means quarrel, and Piazzolla's bandoneon presents three of them. The last one sounds like a deadly knife fight choreographed by the composer and violinist Fernando Suarez Paz. Sounds like the tango man gets his girl back by the end of the album. More than 70 years old, Astor Piazzolla is something of an aging lion himself. He's been considered the young Turk of new wave tango since 1955. And with few young enthusiasts coming up, the future of tango looks shaky. Another problem is that Piazzolla threatens to become Mr. Tango. Whole bins of Argentine music will contain nothing but his works. Even a Piazzolla admirer has to ask, is this guy really any good? How can I judge what I'm hearing here? And until recently, a good overview of tango's past was unavailable. The fabulous double CD Historia del Tango has come to the rescue. This collection on the Music Hall label includes more than 20 performers doing tangos by more than 40 composers. It's melodrama and sadness, 1,000 different sighs and oaths of revenge. Historia del Tango includes sensuous obscurities like Nueva de Julio, as well as one of tango's greatest hits, La Comparsita. Thank you. Historia del Tango also spotlights tango singers, which even fewer North Americans know well. These invariably male vocalists are more of an acquired taste than tango musicians. Some of the throbbing voices lay on the pathos really thick. But it's that transcendent soppiness again. Tango has been played in royal ballrooms and in brothels, so you can enjoy it with a glass of dry sherry or with your scruffiest cowboy boots on. Good any time.
Después de mucho, mucho tiempo.